Breakfast Club host DJ Envy called a race traitor after defending the officer who shot Makia Bryant. By Warner Todd Houston on April 29, 2021. Breakfast Club radio host DJ Envy is facing down a backlash after comments he made in support of the police officer who shot and killed Makia Bryant last week. Last Friday, the host struck up a conversation about the April 20 incident in Columbus, Ohio, where a police officer shot Makia Bryant, who was lunging with a knife toward another girl. And as far as DJ Envy is concerned, the police officer was in a no-win situation, had seconds to act, and his actions were justifiable. Every case is different, DJ Envy said. And in this case, if I pull up to a scene and see a girl chasing another girl about to stab a girl, my job as a police officer is to make sure that girl doesn't get killed. And the law allows me to stop that killing or that stabbing by any means necessary. That's what the law allows me to do, on both sides. Bryant was shot by Columbus police officer Nicholas Reardon when he responded to a 911 call about a fight between the 16-year-old Bryant and an adult woman. Bryant was observed attacking the woman with a knife. The whole situation is tragic, and it's sad because that system failed that young lady. The fact that she's out there fighting at 16 with a grown woman, DJ Envy told Page Six. The fact that the older man seen in the video would rather kick the girl on the ground and join the fight instead of stopping the fight, all these things come together, and the system failed that girl, and it is sad. Page Six reported that DJ Envy was also accused of selling out his race for supporting the police, with one social media user calling him a hurtful racial epithet in a since-deleted comment. Everybody's saying, the police, shoot first, he added. But he possibly saved that other girl's life. If she would have stabbed her, who knows if she would have lived. She could have got cut in the throat, in the face, we just don't know what could happen. DJ Envy also pointed out that as the son of a police officer who has also been a victim of police harassment, he has experience with both sides of the spectrum. Despite his reasonable stance, the woke left attacked him on social media. For the most part, though, the radio host waved off the criticism. It doesn't hurt me, because people are mad about what's going on and I'm mad and upset as well, Envy said. But I know who's on my side and who's not. I know who tries to help the community and who doesn't. He also felt no need to apologize because he knows what he has contributed. We sit here and raise money every year for organizations that fight against this. I help our community with financial freedom and learning about buying their own homes and their own investment properties, so people can have financial freedom so they can use their own money. Watch below. Still, the left went on a bender to attack him over the comments. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston.